Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks ever so much for listening. It's going to be a little crazy here today. Shelby's friend Kenobi is here in the studio. We're dog sitting for Ryan's mom's dog, Kenobi.
Oh, wee wee.
And he's, I don't know, what, eight, 9 months, something
right,
like that?
Right. Kenobi, what kind of name is that? Tatooine, is that?
And
where you're from?
They're both batshit. They're crazy. So a lot of activity going on. There'll probably be some barking, probably be some knocking over of me because the way
the
way it's worked, I have my back to the rest of the house.
Right.
Where they do their wind sprints. They'll be slamming into me at some point.
Yeah.
And they like to use me as a shield, by the way.
Dogs are great.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a wee little commissione Rooney. Doesn't cost you anything. And thanks for, if you want to, you could tweet us during the show at crabdiving.
Chwatas.
Or anytime on the Twitter. We're also on Facebook and kind of on Instagram.
Nice.
We are technically on Instagram, but we never put anything there or check it.
Right. I don't know.
A beautiful day here in the Panhandle.
Oh, yes.
Sorry to those that are having shit weather everywhere else.
What about, well, yeah.
Don't worry, we'll get some hurricanes or something. And
is an earthquake considered weather?
We do have the high chance of racism.
Mm. Oh, yes. Wait, no, you ignored my question.
What was the question?
Is an earthquake weather? Is it an act of weather?
I don't think so. It's not. Well, it's not a meteorological studied type of thing. It's more of a geologically.
Oh, okay.
Type of
right. It'd be bad weather.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. I'm sure one is what Ryan just talked about over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo.
Oh. Yay.
Well, not the headline over at the HuffPo.
It's not. What is it?
The next American gold rush.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nuclear waste? ?
Nuclear. And by the way, I put this up on Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, Lamont, Illinois.
Ooh.
Not far from where I grew up.
Yes.
Down a bright... okay, what is it about? Mm-hmm. It says there's enough energy in spent uranium fuel to power the U.S. for over a century, but recycling waste was a challenge even in America's atomic glory days. Oh, they must be figuring out some like science and shit to be able to figure out how to make this shit better.
You know why I think I liked this made me feel differently about like nuclear energy? It made me feel better about it because of the graphic that accompanies the article with the HuffPo. Like, that looks like such a clean nuclear waste processing facility where you turn it into energy without melting anybody's face. Right.
Oh, you mean that the concept picture that they have?
The concept picture makes me feel better. I know that
it looks like an A-frame. It's an A-frame. It's a very nice building.
It looks safe. That's stupid.
Okay. Blah blah blah. I'm skipping all the
details,
the story part of it. Down a bright fluorescent hallway and through a secure door in one of the United States' most storied federal research institutes is a room where only American citizens can go.
Oh, okay.
It's a small and dimly lit
rather modest workshop.
Okay.
Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Where are you making the nuclear shit?
Something to do with... Wow. Blah, blah, blah.
You take the nuclear waste and you turn it into energy. That's what's happening, essentially, right? And it's dangerous because it's nuclear waste. But we've got it figured out, so everything should be okay. That's how I understand it. The problem is the Russians kind of dominate this market.
It says, if we just get to the 95% of energy left over in spent uranium fuel, it would be easier to stop burning so many planet heating fossil fuels. I went to the orthodontist today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Planet heating fossil fuels.
And using more of that energy would shorten the period the final waste product needed to decay back to the radiation levels of uranium mined from the Earth.
Perfect.
This is... Who is this person that we are quoting here? Somebody named Hawthorne. Krista Hawthorne, 34.
Yes.
Is a young electrochemical engineer.
No.
What's going on?
They're having an issue over the cheese stick. How did he get that?
Where did you find this one?
I think he went up on the table and got into the Chewies. Maybe.
No, because I'm not sure. One there. He found one that's been missing for
a while. Oh, okay. Oh, good dog.
Jeez. This cheese stick's been missing. It's been confiscated.
Right. By the state.
They get a little food aggressive sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're looking for ways to recycle, use nuclear fuel because it reduces the amount of waste that has to be disposed of. Well, that's nice. It also decreases the amount of time the waste has to be isolated for, from about 300,000 years to only about 300. Oh,
why?
But well, that's nice because they amp up the radiation.
Okay.
And, when they refine it.
Woo.
And it's got to, they've got to let it cool down for,
oh, shit,
you know, 300,000 years or so. But now this new process, right, apparently only 300.
Oh, okay. Would this have helped during Chernobyl?
She says it would provide a sustainable source of fuel for advanced reactors.
If we don't fuck it up.
So now they're... The Department of Energy and a California-based nuclear reactor startup. Ooh. Nuclear reactor startup. How
fuck?
Does one start up a company? It's
God.
Like, we're gonna be a nuclear reactor startup.
I you know, not to be cynical, but it makes me think of other startups like Thanos.
How does that PowerPoint
not Thanos,
work?
Theranos. You know, I'm just thinking about all these startups that were tech medical startups that were bullshit. I mean, there's no regulation on these startups, right?
Well, there are.
Who? How do you start up a nuclear reactor?
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm getting a funding for this. God.
The Department of Energy and this reactor startup called Oklo have been jointly funding this scientist's experiments.
Do they have a GoFundMe page that I can donate to?
Ms. Hawthorne. For... in a technique known as pyroprocessing, in hopes to bring nuclear fuel recycling to the market.
Right. Right. Is it safe? No one said, everyone is acting like I'm crazy because I'm asking, is it safe? I haven't heard any mentions about the dangers of this.
There's enough energy content in used fuel in the U.S. alone to power the country for 150 years, and that number is going to grow, says Oklo Chief Executive Jacob DeWitt.
Okay.
Each year we produce enough waste to power the country for 4 years. It's effectively an inexhaustible fuel. We're taking a huge burden and liability and turning it into complete decarbonization that can power the country for centuries.
Okay, I read that in there, and here's, again, will it kill us? Is it safe? What are the risks?
I think it's probably safe.
Well, I mean, part of me thinks this shit's here anyway, right?
Yes.
So we got to deal with it, correct?
Yes.
We might as well just, you know, fucking use it for something, right? I guess. How do you feel about it?
I haven't read this. I'm trying to read it now. Quickly?
I mean, what do you think about
speed
nuclear?
Reading it?
I mean, don't you think nuclear is it safe for us to take our nuclear waste and turn it into energy.
The company aims to recycle its own waste in a repeating cycle that could, in the long term, make reprocessing cheaper than mining, refining, and enriching fresh fuel. It would also establish a U.S. competitor to Russia's closed-loop fuel services that appeal to countries that want atomic energy but have no appetite to store waste.
Right. It seems like, to me, it's like this article keeps emphasizing how cheap it is. Okay. Will it melt my fucking face off if someone has a bad day at work and isn't paying attention to the fucking Geiger counter?
So there you go. There's another technique called aqueous reprocessing involving chopping used nuclear fuel rods into small pieces using acid to separate useful fuels such as uranium and plutonium from other metals and fission products.
Chopping broccoli. Chopping up the rods. Just chop up the nuclear rods. Get a knife. Chop that shit up. Toss it in the coolant. It's safe. Don't worry about it.
Compared to the volumes of electricity reactors produce, there isn't currently that much spent fuel. All the fuel waste generated in the U.S. since the 1950s could fit in a single Walmart supercenter.
Why is that the unit?
It seems like a lot.
And that can fuel our planet forever, all that waste.
Instead, however, it's spread out among 75 locations in 35 states, most of them on-site at nuclear power plants. In the meantime, okay, blah, blah, blah.
Yay! Blah.
This is a really long story.
Well, I mean, it's. I just want them at least to donate a paragraph of this story of, to, should we be concerned at all? Or is that just me being old and stupid?
Nuclear reactors harness the energy released when the nucleus of an unstable atom splits in two, starting a chain reaction that gives off tremendous heat that can be used to boil water and spin electrical turbines.
Yes.
In nature, most uranium is uranium-238, which has an even number of neutrons. The majority of nuclear reactors run on uranium-235, which, with three fewer neutrons, has an unstable nucleus that makes the isotope good fodder to sustain a fission reaction.
Well, this fish has three eyes.
But uranium-235 makes up just 0.7% of uranium mined from Earth.
Right. Where else do you mine that shit?
Through a process called enrichment, which involves converting the metal to its gaseous form and refining... Ooh, Rudy. I thought about Rudy Giuliani right away. Converts the metal into its gaseous form and refining the metal in centrifuges with thousands of rapidly spinning vertical tubes. The concentration of uranium-235 increases to between 3 and 5%. Anything enriched beyond that would be unusable for a light water reactor.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess it's safe then. Don't worry about it.
So they're going to use these new reactors for this company Oklo.
Right.
They're still going to use the uranium, but then they're going to try to recycle it.
Okay.
Right now they're just, stuffing it in places.
Right. Oh, that's good. That sounds like a good plan. So this company is going to make energy out of nuclear waste and will there be any rules about what they do? Or does anybody know what they're doing? So,
well, yeah, I would hope.
But nobody really knows. This is new technology with nuclear waste. How the fuck can they regulate it then?
To compete against imported solar panels and subsidized natural gas, the nuclear industry is hoping that smaller, lower power reactors, known as small modular reactors,
yes,
or SMRs, can be produced in bulk, bringing down costs through economies of scale. We need to be building nuclear reactors less like building airports,
yes,
and more like building airplanes, said this one person.
Right. I listen, man, I'm all for this. If all of a sudden, bam, we have this nuclear energy and we've got like, I never have to charge my phone. I'm walking around. There's energy everywhere I can use for all kinds of shit. I don't have to pay for it. Crazy innovations. I'm into that. That might be worth one bad day from a a meltdown.
From a meltdown.
Where you fucking wipe
Chernobyl
your ass
incident.
Out. Yeah, I'm running around here.
So there we go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Over at the... I'm going to say something loud. Hello, check. Okay, sorry.
Right.
Just, I'm using a different microphone today. I just want to check my levels.
Look at these dogs. That's funny as shit.
That's the headline at the HuffPo. Let's see what the Drudge Report saith.
Nuclear energy. Hell yeah, motherfucker. I'm going to open carry nuke. Can you open carry nukes?
Megaquakes rock Turkey is the headline.
No shit.
Thousands killed, buildings, homes toppled, aftershocks, they're saying, is like Armageddon.
What happens at one of these nuclear facilities? It's cranking out this used uranium bullshit, and we get a 7-point whatever the fuck.
Well, there's a question. A pair of brutal earthquakes rocked Turkey and Syria today, killing at least, 3,500 people so far.
Yay.
With the death toll expected to increase dramatically.
I didn't mean to say yay right then.
Foreign Secretary James Cleverly, James Cleverly,
right?
Foreign Secretary says there are no reports of any British fatalities. This is the Daily Mail.
Oh, okay, thank you, England.
Why does the Drudge Report lead to link its headline to a British newspaper? Right.
Because they hate America
on something like this. Former Chelsea and Newcastle star Christian Atsu is alive and in hospital after being trapped in the rubble of a destroyed building.
Jeez.
After the 7.8.
God damn.
Magnitude earthquake in Turkey.
Jeez.
The Ghanaian? Ghanaian? Ghanaian?
Ghanaian.
Ghanaian? Ghanaian is how it's spelled. Footballer. Okay. The guy from Ghana who plays for Turkish side Hayatspor is believed to have been among thousands of people left trapped in collapsed buildings.
How horrible.
He was rushed to hospital with breathing difficulties and an injury to his right foot. Ooh.
Yes.
Not good for a football player.
Is this earthquake at all related to the vaccine?
I'm sure they'll link it somehow. Yeah. It's from all the people falling down at the same time, dropping dead.
Right. Now he's going to release the COVID in balloons.
That's the headlines. I mean, horrific. There's not much more to say about it. Really.
Yeah, it's awful, fucking horrible. And that the place in Syria got hit very bad. Man.
Thoughts and prayers, I'm sure.
I hate to say it, but... Did Trump react to this?
Well, let's check.
I mean, it's
he's reacted to a lot, but I don't know if he'll react to
it. I don't even understand. I have this sick fascination with him reacting horribly to natural disasters because he says the weirdest
it's really awful. Yeah.
This is my boat. That whole thing. Is this your boat? Whatever the fuck. That is that's so him, you know?
He's doesn't seem to have truthed anything about it. So
this seems like
he's
got something,
a lot of other things to complain about.
If he was president right now, this would be something someone would type up something, put it in the teleprompter, and he would read it with no emotion, barely getting through it intelligibly. Right. If Trump had to react to this as president to that big earthquake in Turkey. You talking to the dog? Hey.
he's got that I got caught doing something like.
What are you doing, Kenobi?
Yeah.
Come here, buddy.
You look like you're up to something, buddy.
What you doing?
Jeez.
What are you doing, buddy?
Funny little dogs. Okay, so those are the headlines. Yay.
Trump would be sitting there saying, like, what? He's like, I don't care about this. I got to say something? Like, yes, Mr. President, you have to react to this fucking horrible tragedy.
Yeah. How would I get my ear buds for a second?
Make Ivanker say something. I wonder if, I bet, I have this feeling that Donald Trump doesn't get to hang out with Ivanka anymore. And I think this doesn't say a lot for Ivanka. I think she kind of broke up with him after he was done being president because she's like, fuck it. You know, I was with this guy because he was getting me all these trademarks from China. Now I just don't, you know. And I think that's why she's not hanging out with her dad anymore. Do you think Jared and Trump hang out with Jared and Ivanka? See Donald anymore?
Well, maybe
at all?
On holidays. Or...
Do you really think so?
Well, yeah. I'm sure on holidays they may see each other.
She doesn't love him anymore now that he's not president. What can he do?
Well, they wanted
for her?
To go back to you know, being New York socialites, useless.
Oh, they, you know,
and,
what?
And everything. And New York doesn't want them.
Right.
Nobody wants them. So I think they're trying to lay low.
I mean,
she even said, I'm not going to be involved in my dad's next campaign.
You know, the thing about the Trumps, and I know they would like to think they're New York people, but I think they're more Florida people. And that's not a compliment.
Florida man.
Yeah, yeah. They're very Southern with the weird and incestuous shit, you know, and I don't know. Whatever. I kind of feel like, I feel like they don't belong in New York. Jeez, man. It is like World War III over
there. Yeah, right
there.
on my
That's
feet.
Fucking hilarious.
Right at my feet.
Yeah.
Dog boil, as your mom calls it. Elsewhere in the news, this is my favorite story today, maybe.
Oh, okay.
The Grammys.
Yes.
Were last night, I think.
Yes, they were.
You know, a bunch of people won. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah,
kind
I didn't
of
watch.
Give zero fucks, to be honest with you.
Right.
Except for this part, which is great. Sam Smith, I believe he's British.
Hello.
Singer, performer.
Right.
Is Sam Smith a Brit?
I don't know.
English singer, songwriter, yep. Performed.
Yes.
And ow, you dick. What was that for?
Did you just get bit?
What is that for? What did you chop my foot for? I was foot wrestling him earlier on the sofa.
Hell
so
yeah.
He thinks he can chomp on my foot now. The Sam Smith did a song.
Okay.
And he was dressed as Satan.
Okay. Is Satan? What does that even mean?
The Sam Smith just outdid there. Sam Smith uses the pronoun there.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can't really see. Here it is. I'm sorry. Okay. Sam Smith uses their pronouns. So Sam Smith just outdid their recent Saturday Night Live performance with Unholy collaborator, that's the name of the song, Kim Petras, in a horror movie-inspired performance of the smash hit. Smith started the song in red leather, surrounded by a fleet of dancers that evoked Samara from The Ring. Oh,
okay.
The Ring, the horror movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Before cutting to Petras dancing in a cage flanked by some dominatrices.
Cool. Oh,
with a CES, I guess. Yeah, that's how the plural dominatrix.
I think it's dominatrix.
Dominatrices.
Dominatrices.
She was wearing satanic headgear. Smith also donned a satanic top hat. As huge flames heated up the stage.
That would be a good George Bush
Smith.
Word. Dominatrixes. Dominatrixes.
Okay, come on.
Dominatrixy.
Seriously, there's a whole house to fight. Why are you between my feet?
Strategery.
Sam and Petras won the Grammy for Best Pop Duel / Group Performance earlier in the evening.
Congratulations, guys, everyone.
But conservatives. And, you know, the Christian fucking morons are losing their minds.
Why?
It's Satan, Ryan. They're promoting Satanism on television.
Listen, dumb shits. Do you think, let's say Satan and heaven and all this bullshit exists, okay? Do you think it's going to be exactly as you imagined? Like, Satan, like, I'm dressed like Satan. You know what I mean? I could be dressed like Satan, right? You could be dressed like Satan.
Our audience has to hear what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. You guys probably hear that. You think they do? I mean...
This is when we should have the dog battle going on.
Shit, man, that's some good shit.
Wait, no, get out of here. Mm-hmm.
Trying to tear up Shelby's bed. That's rude, buddy. I'm just kidding.
Sam Smith sparked outrage from conservatives thanks to a performance at the Grammys of his hit song Unholy.
Yes.
The horror movie inspired performance, as Variety described it, set conservatives off on Twitter, many of whom lamented the song and performance was, quote, promoting Satan.
You know, can I you know what, man?
I made myself choke.
Listen, you fucking dumb shit conservatives. I don't know how to say this without sounding like an asshole, but...
Oh, go ahead.
Do you think that the straight white male world owns the theater? Do you think that... That yes. Theater and performance yes. is for, come on, is not diverse, you think? I mean, are you fucking insane? I mean, we both existed in the theater for a long time, and it's filled with gay people, and it's filled with lesbians and trans people. All kinds of people do theater. It's not just straight white motherfuckers. So, like, I'm trying to understand how this person thinks they have a right to be upset that there is a trans person dressed in leather doing a song, a theatrical performance.
I don't think he's trans.
Oh, he's not.
I think he just uses their pronouns.
Oh, okay. Well, whichever. This is not your space, conservatives. This is not your lane. Get the fuck off. Get the fuck away.
Smith performed with frequent collaborator Kim Petras, wore a horn top hat alongside backup dancers who donned Satan inspired outfits.
Yes.
And danced around flames.
Right.
Right. It wasn't long after the performance ended, though, that conservative Twitter blew up with outrage.
Mayan.
Senator Ted Cruz Ooh. Tweeted.
Oh, fuck you, Ted.
Oh, I don't know who this asshole is that he retweeted.
Yeah.
But they tweeted a little video of the part of the performance and said, "Don't fight the culture wars," they say. "Meanwhile, demons are teaching your kids to worship Satan. I could throw up."
Demons are teaching your kids to worship Satan? God, if you actually think that, I think your kids should be taken away. That's fucking insane.
And Ted Cruz retweeted that and said, "This ... is ... evil."
Fuck you.
Dot.
Go to Cancun, you fuck. What a loser. Thank you, Ted. Ted Cruz said something else fucking dumb today, too. It's like, I think the thing with Ted Cruz is he might have the worst personality in the Senate, and I'm not even thinking about it too hard. He indeed has the worst personality. He's fucking horrible. Ted, why do you think anybody was waiting around to hear your fucking opinion about the fucking Grammys? That is not your lane. That is about art and creativity and imagination and dance and song, and you're just an old gross fuck that I don't know how else to describe you. A gross fuck.
Charlie Kirk tweeted, "The devil." No, I don't understand this. "The devil brought to you by Pfizer." what the fuck does this have to do with the COVID?
Is that a boner joke of some sort that I don't understand?
Some other Republican snowflake, Greg Price, said, "Nobody." Nobody asks for every forgotten singer who wants to be popular again. Quote, "Time to break out Satan."
But essentially the costume is red leather, right?
With a red top hat with horns on it.
Fucking, I mean, I don't understand the outrage. It's a costume, you stupid shit. Let's say Satan exists. It's clearly a representation of Satan. and you don't have to be scared of it.
Matt Walsh, right wing dickbag. It's not surprising to see a satanic ritual at the Grammys.
Oh.
With an apostrophe S.
I'm not surprised.
Satanism is the worship of the self. Much of modern pop music is satanic in this sense. Leftism is Satanism.
Woo!
The only change is that now they're being more explicit about it.
Thank you. That's dumb. Sorry, I'm going to be very explicit about my Satanism from here on out. Okay?
This guy said, I know we on the right probably use the word satanic too often, but this performance from Sam Smith is literally a tribute to Satan. So?
Yeah, but it's also a tribute to your moronitude.
Maybe Satanic Temple members are finally happy to be represented.
Yeah, thank you. This story illustrates how these dumb fucking simpletons have to see the world. That's either satanic or it's not.
Hot period, take period, from period, hell period.
Ooh, hot take from hell.
Oh, this okay. person.
That's original.
This person. I'm not sharing the video of that abomination at the Grammys, but I will say this. There's nothing risky and avant-garde about promoting Satan. That doesn't make you edgy. That makes you a dangerous fool. Conservatives, you better get serious about influencing the culture. You fucking jizz stains have left your taint all over the culture.
What culture, by the way? What is your culture? What is it? It's guns? Thuggery? Your culture has nothing to do with anything of note that happens on a fucking stage or anybody sings about. That's nothing to do with your culture. Your culture is dumb, thuggish, stupid fucking pity. You fucking losers. You're so stupid. You wouldn't know. None of these people would know any good culture if it landed in their fucking asshole.
This person tweeted, "This Satan worship act and Madonna dressed like a Nazi prison guard is actually really corny and pathetic. Satan comes in many forms,
Ooh.
And usually where you least expect it."
Does Satan come in the form of a liquid, solid, or gas?
I think it's whatever Satan wants.
That's right, Pat.
I think our levels sound okay.
Oh, good. That's nice.
Ooh, God, that's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard listening to the show a minute ago while still trying to talk and read from. Anyway.
That's a lot of multitasking.
My brain's tired. So that's where you go. That's where, you know, where we're at. They're losing their fucking tiny little minds.
Yes.
Over. And mission accomplished. Good.
Right. I have Good. To send an email.
I mean, you know what wouldn't happen if Christos weren't such ninnies and trying to ram their crosses down our fucking throats and up our assholes. Stuff like this. People wouldn't feel the need to. Although this is, who cares? It's a fucking cabaret performance. It's like a Halloween skit. This guy dancing around with a scantily clad demonesses. Who gives a fuck? They're losing their mind. Ali Alexander, you may remember him. He is one of the primo insurrectionist traitor fucks from January 6th who helped organize the whole Stop the Steal rally with Alex Jones and some of those other boys. Well, Ali, not happy at all. He tweeted, let me see if I can find Ali Alexander's tweet, who's back on Twitter, by the way. He was on, then he was off, then he was on, then he's off. Now he's back on again. He tweeted, open blasphemy and Grammy Satan worship should warrant prison time. Literally, period. Not joking, period. Prison time. So he thinks the producers and Sam Smith should be thrown in jail.
Well, that's nothing. I mean, that was similar to what all these dumb fucking legislators said after Janet Jackson's fucking nipple popped out of her goddamn bra with Justin Bieber at the Super Bowl. It was the same thing.
Justin
these,
Timberlake.
Oh, that's right. Whichever. You know, it's the same. It's like the same fucking bullshit. It's the same fucking sad bullshit.
His second tweet, L.A. Alexander, I would censor Satanism. I'm not a, quote, free speech absolutist. Worshipping Satan on open broadcasts and in front of children will never be tolerable for me, like it is those naive libertarians and ridiculous Republicans. Christians should break up satanic monopolies on culture. What's satanic monopolies?
This is Ali Alexander, the insurrectionist fuck.
Yeah, the traitor. Mega traitor.
You are killing... People like this guy are killing our culture. Literally killing our culture. You're fucking shit. You listen to this bro country fucking garbage. You vote like garbage. You can't read anything. You can't understand nuance. You're stupid as fuck. You're dull. You're thick.
So it should warrant prison time, according to Ali Alexander.
Someone
should be chucked in jail for what Sam Smith did on television last night.
Nine, you little authoritarian bitch. You fucking bitch, you. Going after the artists. You fascist. Oh, wait, I'm probably complimenting Ali. My God.
Also in the news.
Can I ask something real quick? Yes. A follow-up, Ali Alexander. How are you gonna censor Satan? You think you can censor Satan, the all-powerful satanic god from the underworld? How are you gonna censor him?
Well, yeah. Start throwing people in jail.
Jeez. Good luck.
Such snowflakes. These are their priorities.
It's they're snowflakes, but they're also dumb as shit. It's just stupid.
And dangerous and evil. Elsewhere in L News, I've got, let's see. Where is this story?
Right.
This is our former president.
Ooh, which one?
This was a couple days ago, actually. But
which president? Just Jimmy Carter tweet or?
Well, yeah, I don't think Jimmy Carter is filing a ridiculous copyright lawsuit against Bob Woodward.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, Bob Woodward. We did the story. I think it was last week that Trump is filing another worthless, ridiculous lawsuit that's certainly going to be tossed out.
Right.
This time he's upsetty pants at Bob Woodward, who famously had a bunch of interviews with Trump for a couple of books. Inexplicably, Trump keeps going back to him, even though his books are like, what, fear? And
I don't understand that.
But Trump, you know, Trump still has that hard on for the reputation of Bob Woodward.
If you're a guy trying to get away with shit in the White House, why would you invite the guy who exposed
Nixon?
Watergate.
Well, Trump apparently he has filed this ridiculous lawsuit.
Yes,
and I found some stories about the actual contents of this legal filing.
Right.
This says the complaint is laughable.
Oh.
It's not good. Like so many of Trump's frivolous lawsuits, it's full of nonsense and bluster. This is a quote from the legal filing. Prior to commencing this litigation, President Trump and his counsel confronted defendants with their wrongdoing. However, they brazenly refused to recognize President Trump's copyright and contractual rights. Instead, they proffered various flawed and irrelevant justifications, which are unavailing and devoid of any legal merit. Rather than cease their infringement or even account to President Trump, the defendants have doubled down. in an avaricious attempt to reap more benefits from their ongoing violation of President Trump's rights. Defendants have converted the audio not only into an audiobook, but also into derivative works, including a CD, paperback, and ebook. Again, at all at the expense of President Trump and without accounting to him. They don't have to. He agreed to be
taken
for an interview. Yeah.
Trump, you didn't sit down and do all this.
He's upset because they're making money off the tapes.
But Trump, you should be upset, or maybe it would be more like worried that you're gonna die in jail, you dumb fuck. Why is he dealing with this? Stupid.
This article says you can almost picture Trump telling lawyer Robert Garson to include some of the lines. I mean, not the exploit, usurp, and capitalize part. That's from a lawyer. God. But calling rage, that's the book. A, quote, complete and total failure sounds very Trumpian.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm having problems with Trump accusing anyone of using him, of exploiting him, because isn't that his whole life? I mean, he's the ultimate user and exploiter of and raper even. I mean, you know, fuck this guy.
From this ridiculous complaint, in publishing Rage, Woodward clearly hoped to replicate the success of Fear. That's the other book.
Yes.
Rage is the new book. But he failed to do so. Faced with the reality that Rage was a complete and total failure, Woodward decided to exploit, usurp, and capitalize upon President Trump's voice by releasing the interview sound recordings of their interviews with President Trump in the form of an audiobook. So he's saying it was a total abject failure. It didn't sell as bigly as Fear did, but it was a bestseller.
I listened to it twice. I think I listened to Rage twice. And so he's complaining about the excerpts in the audiobook.
Well, no, but he's put it out as a total audiobook now. There's another, like the Trump tapes or something like that.
Oh, this is different.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely making extra money off the tapes by themselves.
Well, yeah, I mean, I...
Fuck him. Fuck Trump.
I don't give a shit about this. that filing is insane. That sounds like it's so dramatic.
It says the complaint makes much of a few times in the recordings where Trump clarifies these interviews are for the book. In context, it's pretty clear that all he's concerned about when he says that is that the information he provides won't show up in the news before the election in 2020. So he was, which Woodward took heed for, because there were some revelations that might have affected people voting for Trump. I doubt it. But there was
this is the 2020 election.
2020 election, okay, yeah, last election.
Well, they lost that one, and you know, if we were talking about 2016, there'd be some rage there. But you know, at least he lost.
So, so Trump was when he was saying, you know, listen, this is just for the book. This is for the book. He was basically asking Woodward not to publish it before the election.
Right. Right.
You know, hey, don't give this out. This is for the book.
That's a gamble, though. I mean, hey, Bob, I don't know if you're listening to us, but what if he had won the election and you were sitting on that information and that could have influenced it? I mean,
they also seem to be upset that the interviews weren't published in full.
Yes.
They claim that portions of the interview are selectively omitted, but then the examples they gave make it pretty clear why those portions were omitted. Some of them involve random asides from Trump to Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley, who was in the room. And some of it is just useless tangents from a guy somewhat infamous for useless tangents. So they, when they're talking about certain things, they did cut it out because it's just Trump saying, oh, you know, that's why I like Rocky Road ice cream, because, you know, Rocky Road, it's very interesting. Did you know that Rocky Road was created because they were driving a cart down the road and a couple of ice creams got mixed together accidentally in an accident and it became Rocky Road ice cream?
Hey, Schindler, I have a question. Did you see any of the books that And I say see because I know you didn't fucking read them. Did you see any of the books written about Obama? Were any of them titled Fear, Rage, Lies? You know what I mean? Like, all of his books are...
Kenyan.
Yeah. Well, never mind.
Communist.
But why is...
Black.
All of the books about Trump, it's a lot of fear, rage. Was there any book about Obama's presidency, like, called... You know,
no, I don't think so.
You know, I don't
know. They talked to a few experts here in this article. First Amendment attorney, this has no legal merit whatsoever. This is just another example of Trump trying to control the news.
Yes.
Another First Amendment attorney. This is yet another frivolous lawsuit by Donald Trump intended to punish and chill freedom of the press that once again displays his complete misunderstanding of journalism. Floyd Abrams, renowned First Amendment attorney of the Pentagon Papers fame,
okay,
said, I can't think of a less successful litigant of public note than Donald Trump. He says, I don't see any clear basis for Trump maintaining that Woodward agreed that the on-the-record interview could not be published or otherwise disseminated by Woodward.
You know what, though? Listen, the asterisk you have to put there is... He thinks this person's saying that Trump is the most successful litigant, right? Because he's rich and can afford to do these dumb fucking lawsuits.
Well, right. And usually he's universally punched down.
Yes.
So he's had contractors suing him for not paying. He's had people suing him for backing out for other things. And he just then litigates them into the ground. He says, well, you know, you'll take half. Remember the piano story?
They
bought like a couple of pianos for Mar-a-Lago or something, and they only decided to pay half. And the piano people are like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
you ordered seven pianos from us, and they're like, we're only paying you half. Take it or leave it.
And that
guy then, the lawyer said, well, you know, take us to court. We've got Trump has millions of dollars and of lawyers on retainer.
Yes.
That are already getting paid to do shit like this. And they will just keep burying you in paperwork until your little piano business owes $100,000 in legal fees.
And it's gone.
That is twice what the pianos would cost.
There's nothing remotely good about this guy. And that's always been apparent, but yet people voted for him. You know, and I think that says some very, very nasty things about our voters in this country.
Rebecca Tushnet, the Frank Stanton professor of First Amendment law at Harvard,
ooh,
said most of the claims in the lawsuit are, quote, obviously garbage.
Yeah,
that's a technical term from Harvard Law.
Right.
Obviously garbage.
Yeah, but this is some college professor bullshit, whoever's saying this. I mean, Harvard Law?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Said everything is preempted by federal copyright law, and this is just frivolous. So there you go.
Why doesn't someone say that to you? It seems to me that if you're a lawyer and you're going to do this, don't you get punished? I mean, this is obviously a bullshit lawsuit.
Well, you know what we need is some people like E. Jean Carroll. We need more people like E. Jean Carroll turning around and suing that motherfucker for defamation and for libel, because he actually is saying these things in public and on Truth.
Yeah.
And all this stuff that is slander and libelous.
Right. If you're going to have those laws and you're not going to use them on Trump, then what use are they? This is the day. This is the guy.
This must be about something to do with that, because did Trump actually file suit, or he said he was going to, against the Pulitzer Prize for giving the Washington Post a Pulitzer about their Trump Russia Gate investigation? And Trump is demanding that they retract it and that they take back their Pulitzer Prize because it wasn't true, even though it was. We all know it was true.
You know, George Santos has offered to donate his to Trump just so he can have one.
he retruthed the story that says panel that awarded Pulitzers for Russiagate stories, mum, after scathing expose on reporting failures. Trump said the Pulitzer board should have long ago rescinded awards given to the Washington Compost. Then he ruins it again. Known to some as the Washington Post.
We get it.
And the failing New York Times for their fake stories on the Russia hoax. However, Pulitzer refuses to do the right thing! Exclamation point. The hoax now has been further exposed by the devastating, irrefutable piece in the Columbia Journalism Review, and Pulitzer has no comment. I'm suing the Pulitzer board to set the record straight and continue fighting for truth in America.
Oh, man. Such angry pants.
Fucking asshole.
Dude, I feel like Trump is not focusing on what is most pressing. I feel like, doesn't he give a shit about that fucking thing going on in Georgia? Isn't he concerned about that? About being indicted, possibly?
Oh, that's why he's doing all this, yeah.
Oh, this is theater.
Sure.
This is the flashbang.
Very upset that last night on 60 Minutes was, oh boy, mm-hmm. I hear the herd running
starting
again.
Starting up again.
He's very upset that, Hillary Clinton's lawyer, former lawyer,
yes.
Mark Pomerantz, now had, well, I don't know that he was, that she's, it was her lawyer, to be, yeah. be honest with you. He calls him that, but he was, right. he worked for the DAs. This is the guy that worked for the Manhattan DA and he quit.
Yes.
Remember? And he was upset because, DA Bragg, the guy that took over from, Cy Vance.
Right. Right.
Didn't seem like he was going to pursue the case against Trump.
Yes, yes.
And remember, this guy quit. He's like, right. This is bullshit. This is,
yeah.
These are crimes. Well, now he's got a book out.
No.
And he was on 60 Minutes last night and Trump lost his mind. Crooked Hillary Clinton's lawyer, radically deranged Mark Pomerantz.
Pomerantz?
Pomerantz.
Oh, excuse me. Jeez, man, you took that was a critical hit, man. They got you.
They got me in the back of the legs. Jeez. Pushed me out of the screen. Pushed me out of camera.
Right.
Led the fake investigation into me and my business at the Manhattan DA's office and quit because DA Bragg rightfully wanted to drop the weak and fatally flawed case. Now, it's fucking dark.
Seriously, guys. This is the most dangerous podcast.
Now Pomerantz got himself a book deal and is obsessively spreading falsehoods about me. With all of this vicious disinformation being revealed by a prosecutor, how can I ever be treated fairly in New York or anywhere else? And the witch hunts, he says.
Oh, it's Festivus! This is Festivus, correct?
Oh, yeah, there's two more.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
The 60 Minutes hit job doesn't say that the financial statements have a powerful and complete disclaimer clause. He's saying that the financial statements have a disclaimer on them that say, hey, these numbers might not be so right.
Oh, so he's saying that he didn't lie because his financial disclosures had
there's a disclaimer that said these numbers might be bullshit.
Can you do that?
No. The 60 Minutes hit job doesn't say that the financial statements have a powerful and complete disclaimer clause that the properties and assets are generally worth far more today than they were in the financial statement, that the most valuable asset is not even listed in the statement, that lawyer Mark Pomerantz and his law firm were Clinton's lawyers who then went to work for the DA to get Trump, that Pomerantz and his antics make it impossible for me to be treated fairly, and all caps,
yes.
Nobody was hurt! Exclamation point.
That last part, though, doesn't that last part sort of admit that he did something wrong? Because that's like saying, hey, but nobody was hurt, right?
It's no big deal. Hey, Then we got hurt. I saved some money. Lots of money.
You know, if you talk to a most lawyers and you said, "What do you think it would be difficult to defend a guy that tweets all day and just says random shit about a case he's, you know, about,
I don't know how any lawyer could put up with him."
Yeah.
Third one. Wow, the book just put out by crooked Hillary Clinton's attorney, Mark Pomerantz, is turning out to be a hit on the district attorney and the weak case with many fatal flaws. Prosecutors in the DA's office actually quit in protest that they thought it was irresponsible and very unfair to President Trump. What? They also felt they didn't want to rely on a sleazebag, disbarred lawyer from hell like Michael Cohen as a witness. In other words, they thought the case was terrible. A loser.
This is why we have checks and balances. This is a couple days ago.
I think we actually read this one. What?
No, I was just saying, this is why we have checks and balances in government. Because if this guy, when this guy was president and there wasn't a Senate or a House not letting him do shit, and a Supreme Court every now and then, we'd be fucked. He's crazy.
All caps, this entire truth. The case had major issues and was certainly not a slam dunk, Mark Pomerantz. The biggest problem they had with the case, in quotes,
yes,
is that I did nothing wrong.
Right.
Oh, wait, there's another one.
Oh.
The Mark Pomerantz book absolutely kills the fake case against me, which had been looked at by the Manhattan DA. I actually believe that I'll be treated fairly and that the many lies and innuendos made by disbarred and discredited witnesses have failed. Even the head of the major economics crime unit quit because she didn't want to prosecute me based on the weak evidence. And also, I hear, the statute of limitations, which has long ago expired. It hasn't. I think the Manhattan DA would be aware of the statute of limitations. Maybe nobody checked. One's kind of a simple thing to...
But if you didn't do anything wrong, why are you concerned about that?
Right.
That's weird, too.
So over the weekend, they shot down the balloon.
The dog, yeah.
They shot down the balloon, which the fact that they hadn't shot down the balloon made conservatives very upset. And then when they shot down the balloon, conservatives got very upset.
You get the idea with some of these Republicans, like our senator.
And now we're finding out.
He's an asshole.
Now we're finding out that... didn't it happen a couple times under Trump?
Yes.
And Mad Dog, the story is that Mad Dog, Mattis, didn't want to tell Trump about it because he was worried Trump would say, "Shoot it down."
Well, shit, man. Hey, Mattis. See, I feel like there are moments like this where someone should have said, we need to work on getting him out of office. You can't tell the guy that there's a Chinese spy balloon floating across America. I mean, isn't that sort of in his job description? Trump's?
Well, but, you know, they might have been like, well, you know, it's a need to know, and we don't want to bother him with it. And Mattis is probably like, he's going to start World War III.
To me, it's crazy that a Chinese spy balloon floats into the country and we can't tell our president because we're nervous about the way he'd react. That's an abusive relationship.
Yesterday, here's a great one.
Yes.
Sloppy Chris Christie. The failed former governor of New Jersey spent almost his entire last year in office campaigning in New Hampshire for the Republican nomination for president, much like his term in office, where he left with an approval rating of 9%. His presidential campaign was a complete disaster. He endorsed me the following day. Later recommended Chris Ray for the FBI. How did that work out? Went down in flames and then was salvaged by ABC fake news. I never wanted him.
I don't understand the last for vice president or something. I never wanted him.
Let me see if I can. Chris Christie has responded.
Well, you know, the great thing about Chris Christie is that people are making memes of him sitting in that chair on the beach, hanging from a spy balloon, which is funny.
Chris Christie responded, "I'm the target of Donald Trump's new tantrum."
Ew.
None of his lies about me today bothered him when he asked me to prep him for every general election debate or offered me three different cabinet posts. He's the only man to lose to Biden outside Delaware. That loss to Joe still stings, he says, Chris Christie.
Man, jeez.
There we go, everybody.
Yeah, everybody's
the
nice.
Republicans are in the circular firing squad that we highly endorse.
Did you see
and support?
You see any of the memes of Chris Christie hanging from the spy balloon?
No,
I don't know why that got me. I thought that was
funny. A lot of memes about the balloon.
I mean, yeah,
a lot of good art out there.
Yeah.
What else have we got going on here? Don't forget to join us tomorrow. We're off. Wednesday we're off also, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've got a gig.
Right.
You've got two gigs.
I got a corporate gig.
You got your Tuesday gig, your normal one. But then you got your Wednesday corporate gig.
Right.
Working for the man.
Yeah.
So we'll be back on Thursday, everybody.
I think it's a construction company. I'm playing Family Feud with them.
Where do I go?
I don't know.
And it's our silence that's the problem. It isn't just the garish statements and the extreme off-the-rail nuttiness. And when someone asks me, well, how do you know there aren't those things in heaven? Well, I also don't know what it would be like to put my head in a dryer, but I can pretty well predict what it would be like.
So this is a preacher, Mark Murillo.
Okay.
And this is the circular firing squad of the evangelicals.
I love it.
This is this asshole specifically calling out Kat Kerr for her lollipop constructed theme parks in heaven and John Wayne shooting westerns in heaven.
Right. I mean, is Kat Kerr a bullshit prophet? Is that the problem?
Well, of course, okay. but this is what he's saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we think they're all, including this asshole, is a fraud.
Right.
But listen to him. He's like, well, of course. I they say, how do you know those things aren't in heaven? Well, I don't stick my head. I'm not going to stick my head in a dryer yet. I can pretty much tell what it's going to be like.
This conversation makes me want to list things that might be in heaven.
Well, yeah, how do you fucking know what's in heaven, you asshole?
Is there Wi-Fi? That's my first question.
Just the garish statements and the extreme off-the-rail nuttiness. And when someone asks me, well, how do you know there aren't those things in heaven? Well, I also don't know what it would be like to put my head in a dryer, but I can pretty well predict what it would be like. And that's how absurd it is for me to sit there and say, why is the onus on me to prove to you that there's ponds made out of pudding and there's resorts?
Of course
that
not.
Angels
this is
go
ridiculous.
To.
In fact,
it's absolutely.
It almost borders on mental illness as far as I'm concerned. And some of these.
Oh, these guys are making us Christians look crazy.
Here's the thing, though. Like, some people are like, we don't have pudding ponds in heaven. But then you're also like, if I dunk your head in this water, all of your weird fucking sins are washed away.
Right.
I think those are equally as strange and equally as unlikely.
Oh, and God flooded the entire planet and some 900-year-old drunk took his family and somehow every single animal on Earth managed to survive.
Yeah. In Scientology,
on his
weird.
Boat,
right? In Scientology, is weird, by the way, to these people. I mean, fuck, this—they're all crazy.
It almost borders on mental illness, as far as I'm concerned. And some of these things, by themselves, disqualify. By themselves,
exactly.
I mean, why discuss it? And the fact is that they use superstition.
Why discuss it? Why would you even tell people that there are ponds made of pudding?
Because
and giant gummy bear pits you can jump into.
Because that now you have me. If they're gummy bears. That's one of my favorites. But like, fuck, I don't know, man.
Your mom just tweeted here or texted here. So Kenobi is leaving the building. Everybody, see you, Kenobi. See you, buddy. See you, buddy. I'm just going to play the rest of this clip.
By themselves.
Exactly.
I mean, why discuss it? And the fact is that they use superstition, you know, to say that God is going to judge if you don't believe them. That is some kind of superstition. They're trying to make people afraid God's going to zap them. They should be afraid that God's going to zap them. When you say, thus saith the Lord, and you're speaking as a false prophet, they're going to have to stand in front of God. And I believe actually.
So these two assholes are claiming to speak for God and for religion while they're condemning the slightly crazier assholes for embarrassing the religion.
Long before then, these ministries are going to tumble, and people need to be warned. People need to avoid these people. People need to quit giving them money, watching them on YouTube, unless you're wanting a few laughs. I mean, seriously, the body of Christ, as we call it, the church, which has many forms, needs to get a life and to see what's going on.
The body of Christ needs to get a life and see what's going on. I love how they're complaining about the fact that these people are making money. They're just trying to make money, these false prophets.
That's awesome. It's I believe a
actually
operation.
Long before then,
waiting for Ryan to put his headphones back
on. And you're speaking as a false prophet, they're going to have to stand in front of God. And I believe actually long before then, these ministries are going to tumble, and people need to be warned. People need to avoid these people. People need to quit giving them money, watching them on YouTube, unless you're wanting a few laughs. I mean, seriously, the body of Christ, as we call it, the church, which has many forms, needs to get a life and to see what's going on.
I played that again for Ryan, everybody. So
that is outstanding.
And the irony, as I mentioned, of these assholes talking about the other assholes wanting money.
Yes.
Collecting money. What are these motherfuckers doing?
Right. Well, they're competing. They're all competing for the same money. And I noticed this guy even goes after the online income streams.
YouTube, yeah.
Yes, that's
what I'm saying. And go on to YouTube and have a laugh or something.
You have to be a better prophet than the other person to make more money. You have to be a more entertaining prophet.
These two are boring. Who am I tuning into? Kat Kerr and her her roller coasters made out of chocolate.
If I'm an evangelical, what I do is I get out a notepad and a pencil and I take notes from Greg Locke and what's his face, Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland has two jets, and there's nobody better at making money off the evangelicals than Copeland.
Oh, you know why? Apparently, some of the conservatives were tweeting about Pfizer and the Grammys. I guess they were one of the sponsors.
Oh, so it's a vaccine thing they're concerned about.
Filthy Pfizer Satanists. Okay.
Filthy Pfizer Satanists. Well, this is Pete Santilli.
Hey, Pete, there might be some Satanists that work for Pfizer. No reason to be mean, to marginalize.
Filthy Pfizer Satanists. Okay.
Okay.
Triple boosting people. Bunch of satanic, chimeric parasite injecting, snake venom peptide eugenicist.
Peptide?
Wow. This sounds like something Alex would come up with. Alex Jones, but he would say it much faster.
The one term that I've never heard in right-wing Nutjobville USA is, what is this peptide about? What's he mean?
A peptide is just a scientific thingy. It's a group of... I gotta look it up. Is it acids? Amino acids?
Oh, okay.
It's just something scientific. Yeah.
He's using
peptides are short chains of amino acids linked by peptide bonds. So this is something to do with
This guy spends too much time working out. And I get it.
snake venom peptide eugenicist. Oh. Disgusting people. It's time. You know what we need to do? Pfizer is just a manufacturing plant for Satan. Okay? We need to shut that freaking place down. Shut it down. Destroy Pfizer now. Do it now. Do it now. Go over the wall. Get into their freaking buildings. Unplug all their freaking equipment. Let's go. It's time to storm the Bastille, is it not?
Yes.
Oh, that's illegal. Really? They're killing people.
They're not.
And bragging about it.
I mean, meanwhile, is this the not really satanic actual evil.
Yes.
Pharma, big pharma is way up there.
Oh, yeah.
We have no doubt that Pfizer is an evil,
of course,
profiteering company that has probably suppressed actual cures in the name of treatments so that they can keep people buying their drugs instead of being cured by their drugs.
Right.
I would have no surprise whatsoever when we find out that's happened. But that not for the reason these assholes think they're evil.
This person we're listening to sounds like a wish Alex Jones, like a knockoff Alex Jones.
Yeah.
And sponsoring this freaking crap right here. They should be shut down.
That's a picture of the Grammys. Die. They're Grammys? Very upset about Sam Smith wearing a top hat with horns on it.
Oh my God. They are not really Satan, correct? Sam is not Satan.
Correct.
Okay, does that make anyone feel better?
This freaking crap right here. They should be shut down for sponsoring this level of Satanism that should never occur here on Earth. Pfizer corporatism must be destroyed.
Jesus fucking Christ.
There's the laissez-faire conservatives, everybody. Leave big business alone. Let them do what they want. Don't regulate them. The world will be better. Except when they sponsor the Grammys and Sam Smith wears a leather corset and a Satan hat.
A leather corset even. That is very... What is the most satanic material? The most satanic textile you can think of? Leather?
I don't know. I guess maybe
crochet.
Really itchy wool.
Oh yeah, that's satanic.
Here we go. Oh wait, we already played that one. Okay. That was Stu Peters the other day.
Jesus.
Stu Peters, everybody. Very angry all the time.
That guy is intense too. The most intense is Alex Jones, and then maybe Stu Peters. Well, that's not true. Paula White. Shabby dibby ding dong.
We've also got... Look at the time fucking flying today.
Yay. Slatunga.
This is... unshocking.
Yes.
But this is the world we live in today, thanks to the conservatives.
Woo!
Atlanta?
Yes.
Georgia?
Right.
Police in two Atlanta suburbs are on the hunt for a suspect or suspects that left anti-Semitic flyers on driveways yesterday.
Okay, great. Flyers.
Sandy Springs and Dunwoody.
Those are expensive areas, Pat.
Police said they are investigating the incidents. The department is aware that a number of residents of all faiths received anti-Semitic flyers in their driveways overnight. We are actively investigating this incident, working closely with the Sandy Springs Police Department as their community was victimized as well.
See, they meant to say of all faiths, because they didn't want to make it sound like these people that are spreading anti-Semitic flyers were targeting Jewish people.
Well, but they don't know. They just were throwing
them.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I don't know if they...
Right.
They knew who lived where.
Right.
This person said, welcome to being a Jew in Georgia. My driveway this morning.
Oh yeah.
That's
crazy, man.
Sandy Springs came and took it for testing. Popo, govern yourselves accordingly, blah, blah, blah.
Are they testing it for bamboo?
The flyers were left in plastic bags in the driveway of families in Fulton and DeKalb counties.
Right. Fulton County is where Atlanta is.
Dunwoody Mayor Lynn Deutsch said, I want to assure everyone that hateful, divisive, and anti-Semitic rhetoric has no place here.
Okay, well, somebody's delivering flyers, though. And yes, it does. In the middle of Georgia, it absolutely surely does. I mean, you have, who are those people etched on the side of Stone Mountain?
The old white guys? That,
good white guys, yeah. that fucking did a lot of bad shit.
So that's what's happened over the weekend in Georgia.
Fuck you.
If you're into your anti-Semitism.
Jeez, that's crazy. So they're testing to see where the flyers were printed, the font size of the typeset or some shit like that. How are you going to figure that out? Who made these?
I don't know if they can. Didn't they, like, some of the other ones, they have, like, candy in them and stuff, so they have some weight to them so they can chuck them out the window and stuff when they're driving and stuff?
Well, I mean, if...
Or rice in some of them?
Yeah, but touching it, if you touch it, it will leave a fingerprint, right?
Yeah, but I would assume they probably wear gloves or something in there.
Well, they could be dumb. Well, these are dumb.
Well, they're definitely dumb. Yeah. I guess I don't understand what they think they were going to accomplish.
Well, they're trying, I think the anti-Semitic people are trying to terrorize Jewish people.
Are they recruiting?
Oh, I see. Of all faiths, meaning those flyers weren't meant for Jewish people. That was meant to attract other anti-Semitic people so they can get together and have cross burnings.
Right. If you're a Jew, then...
I misunderstood it.
If you're a Jew, then they're upset. I mean, then they're happy because you'll be intimidated.
Yes.
And if you're a non-Jew,
yes,
then they're hoping you feel the exact same way.
Right. Well...
But is there like a website? Is there a... that's what I don't understand. I would assume they don't have, you know, hey, join us.
Oh, I see.
Join us at the Hitler rally. You're you know, they don't. They don't have
the
anything
call
identifying.
To action on that. Right. What am I supposed to do? What if you're a Nazi that wants to meet other fucking Nazis, other dumb fucking Nazis, and you get this flyer? How do you figure out how to hang out?
Right. Okay. Who do I call? What email do I send it to?
Are you on LinkedIn?
Grindr?
Yeah.
Meet us on Grindr.
Nine. All gone.
This is from the, this is kind of cray.
Yes.
This is a gentleman in Uganda by the name of Musa Hasaya Kasera.
Musa Hasaya Kasera.
68 years young.
Yes.
A farmer, has a homestead in the village of Bugisa in the Butaleja district.
Bugisa.
A remote rural area of eastern Uganda.
Okay.
He's finally deciding that enough is enough, Ryan.
Yes.
He says he's struggling to provide for his family now.
Okay.
And because he is providing for 12 wives, 102 children.
Jeez.
And 578 grandchildren.
Holy shit, dude. You don't have to come in everybody. So someone tell him, take your penis out of someone for a second if you can help it?
With my health failing and merely 2 acres of land for such a huge family, 2 of my wives left because I could not afford the basics like food, education, and clothing.
That fucking sucks. How many wives did you lose? 2 of the 12?
Well, I think maybe he had 14. No, he has 12.
Yeah, he has 12.
He's currently unemployed, but has become something of a tourist attraction in his village. Geez. He says now he's making his wives take birth control. Not him. Not him. Not a vasectomy for this motherfucker.
What about a condom? Wait, he's making his wives take birth control after he's got 100. What difference does it make? You've got 12 wives, 100 kids. At what point are you like, oh, hey, you want to go out? Wait. You're my kid, not my wife.
My wives are on contraceptives, but I am not. I don't expect to have more children because I've learned from my irresponsible act of producing so many children I can't look after.
Yes.
What? At 102 kids, you finally decided, that's it.
Name your wives. I'm not
he
even
can't,
saying.
He can't. That's in the story. He can't name the kids. He can't
12
name
wives.
The wives.
You can't think of 12 fucking people?
No.
Come on. That's pathetic. Memorize the names of your wives. If you can.
They live in a largely rapidly dilapidating house with the corrugated iron roof rusting away and about 2 dozen grass-thatched mud huts on the property.
Holy shit. 2 dozen mud huts.
He married his first wife in 1972.
Yes, that's not enough mud huts, though, for all those
kids.
At
a traditional ceremony where they were both about 17, his first child, Sandra, was born a year later, 1973.
Jeez.
Because we were born only 2 of us, I was advised by my brother, so there's only 2 kids in his him and his brother.
Okay.
I was advised by my brother, relatives, and friends to marry many wives, to produce many children, to expand our family heritage.
Well, mission accomplished. I think you did that.
And apparently he was quite popular because he was a cattle trader and a butcher back in the day. He said villagers would come up to him and just offer their daughters to him to marry.
God.
Even some below the age of 18, Ryan.
Oh, geez, that's hard to imagine. Someone needs to get...
And he was under the wire because they didn't ban child marriage until 1995.
No pun intended, but how can you get grandfathered into that? That seems bullshit. That's one of those laws that, so he did it before.
Yes.
And then the kids got older.
Yes. But then after 1995, he couldn't marry any underage ones anymore.
Jeez. Well, the law will catch up with you, creepo.
His 102 children range in age from 10 to 50.
God.
His youngest wife is 35.
Okay.
He says, the challenge is, I can only remember the name of my first and last born, but some of the children, most of the children, I can't recall their names, he says.
It's just the middle kids. The kids... I had my first kid, then I fucked a bunch of people and had lots of kids, and now I remember the last kid I have.
It's the mothers who helped me identify them, he says. Oh, well, that's good.
No, thanks for the help. Do you give a shit about
He can't even
kids?
Recall the names of some of his wives. He has to consult one of his sons.
Yes?
A 30-year-old primary school teacher who helps run the family's affairs.
Where's my fifth wife?
Is
Tell
one
me.
Of the few to have received an education.
Oh, shit.
To resolve disputes in such a huge setup, they have monthly family meetings.
Oh, boy. Film those.
A local official who oversees the village of about 4,000 people says, despite the challenges, Hashaya has brought up his children very well, and there had been no cases of theft or fighting.
Wait, how do you know, though? Are you keeping track of that shit? You got 100 fucking kids. You don't know their names. You don't know what they're doing.
Many members of the family try to earn money or food by doing chores for their neighbors or spending their days fetching firewood and water, often traveling long distances on foot. Those at home sit around the ground, some women weaving mats or plaiting hair, while the men play cards under the shelter of a tree.
A tree. You've got 100 kids, 12 wives, ancillary people running around your enclosure with the mud huts. You know what? You're stabbing a motherfucker for the spot under that nice shady tree. I guarantee you.
One of his wives say, but the food is barely enough. We're forced to feed the children once or on a good day twice.
That sucks, man. That sucks. Like, those kids. Oh, my God. What a fuck.
She was number three. She said if she had known he was going to have so many wives, she would not have agreed to marry him. Even when I came and resigned myself to my fate, he brought the fourth, fifth, sixth until he reached 12.
Wow. Well, I mean, people change, though, right?
People two of change. Two have left him. Another three now live in another town a mile away because of the overcrowding at the homestead.
People change. And if you're in a relationship with somebody, you need to remember that that person changes and they evolve. And sometimes they want one wife and one day they might want 12.
When asked why he thought more of his wives have not abandoned him, he says, they all love me. You see, they're happy.
You don't see them. You don't know where they are. You know, they might have left, motherfucker. You have no idea. If you lost four wives, I would think it would take you. How long would it take for him to realize five of his wives are missing? He has seven left.
He might never realize.
He might never notice.
Right. You could snatch up 10 to 15 kids at least. No, probably
50 kids. If you look at a group of 50 people and a group of 100 people.
100 kids.
You wouldn't even, I mean, you can't even eyeball how many people that fucking is.
And they've got to go on birth control.
Where are they?
Not chop off those overly prodigious balls of his or tie them off. No, let's not do that.
It's like punishment. It's cruel. You're making these people have all these fucking kids.
Nick Cannon's working on it.
Yeah. 100 kids.
Nick Cannon got 11 or 12 kids, something like that.
God, guys.
I mean, how insane.
I don't know. Where is this?
Uganda?
And Nick Cannon's house is probably, you know, nicer.
In Malibu, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, at some point.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
Nick Cannon's kind of rich, but at some point.
You've got
12 kids to pay for.
No. You have 12 wives to pay for. You have 100 kids to pay for. You're like fucking living at Walmart. You're living at a super center. I'm not kidding. Where else would you stay where you can get groceries all the fucking time?
Well, it doesn't sound like he's doing much of anything. He's unemployed.
Man, that sucks. Then what do you do with your kids?
Some of them are working, doing odd jobs. Some of them are going to collect wood. Some of them are sitting around playing cards. Sounds like the dudes are sitting around playing cards.
Everybody needs to stop procreating on such a fucking crazy level.
I know. It's gross, man.
I mean, not to judge. Well, I mean.
No, judge. So this is insane.
It's 100 kids. I guess what I would do. You would have to divide them, 100 kids, divide them up in four groups, give everybody different colored shirts. There's like blue group, yellow group, red group, green group.
For what purpose? Are you in gym class?
No, I'm trying to figure out how to launder their clothes. You know, I don't know. I'm organizing. The first thing, I got 100 people I'm in charge of. First thing, you got to do some organization. It doesn't even matter what.
Yeah.
Put them all in different colored shirts and I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
There's your dad over there. Now, I would say go introduce yourself to him, but you've probably done that four or five times.
I don't know. Alex Jones is trending and I'm having a hard time finding out exactly why.
Oh shit, Alex. What happened?
I think sometimes people just starts trending because everybody's talking about the fact that it's trending.
Oh, yeah. Or somebody just is like, oh, God, this is a funny Alex Jones thing from 3 years ago. Because his stuff is evergreen, you know?
This is today? Oh, well, maybe this is it. InfoWars host and chief conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Jones.
Alex Jones warned on Sunday's show.
Hold on, I have to have audio of this. Excuse me, tell me there's audio of this. This guy has a Sunday show? Does he do shows every fucking day? He needs the money.
We've got the footage. I know it came out days ago, but now they have all the side footage where it's a film crew, real police there, Greta Thunberg, Germany. They're laughing. They're joking. They're high-fiving the police. We got a director out saying camera action, all of it. And then the news is still saying it's real and she got arrested. I mean, it's just next level. These people are disgusting. Guarantee you that pig eats me. Guarantee you that pig flies around on private jets. We know she does, but she doesn't want you to have it because she's
a pig. About she's a pig.
Greta Thunberg?
Yeah, who got arrested at a protest.
Alex, I think you should apologize to her. That's not nice. Don't call her a pig. You fuck. You're a fucking pig. How do you like that?
God, where is this? Is this from the weekend?
Yeah.
We want to hear from Ye. Go ahead.
Well, I said with Ali.
No, that was when Ye was on. That's not the one. I guess I don't have the audio of this, but I guess, okay, I'll just read it. InfoWars host Alex Jones warned on Sunday's show that, quote, foaming at the mouth black people would wage war on white populations after they flee race-specific bioweapons attacks in Africa.
Holy shit. Okay, so there's a bioweapon that you could set to go get Latina X people or go get, you know what I mean? Is that what he's saying?
I guess so.
Shit, man. That's brutal. We gotta find this weapon. That's next level shit.
Is this it?
Well, the Bilderberg Group and the Davos Group that founded it has infiltrated hundreds of governments and bragged they've done it and literally set policy. And you can show
it. No, that's not the one. You think somebody would have this one. It would be easy to find this.
If he does shows 7 days a week, because doing a show on Sunday means if you're doing a show on Sunday, God, he must work all the time.
Well, he may tape it.
Still, yeah, that's true. Maybe he
may tape a couple on Friday.
God, this poor staff. Guys are doing two today.
That's right, exactly. So
people should read that for themselves. What about Haile Selassie? Because this is what happened to Kyrie Irving, and it made me really mad.
Okay, that's not it.
Okay, I don't know what any of that shit is.
Kyrie Irving got traded.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm trying to find. I can't find this. Okay. They intend on making the world so hellish in the build up to 2030 that everyone will just wink, wink when they release the race specific bioweapons, starting with Africa, that are going to wipe that continent absolutely out. And you'll be under such invasion from the refugees of the economic warfare in Africa that you will quietly, while you're playing cards with your buddies, say, well, had to be done. And when you go along with that, metaphysically, spiritually, culturally, the devil's got your soul.
Oh, even metaphysically. That's sad.
Where is this tape?
Is he saying, I think what he's saying is that people are coming from Africa.
Angels.
Angels are coming with race-specific weapons. So is he sort of hinting that African people are coming over here with laser guns specifically, like, formatted for Caucasians?
No. The Africans are going after... Or somebody's going at the yes. Probably, you know, the Jews is going after.
I didn't think about it.
Is going after black people in Africa with race specific bioweapons. And then all those black people are going to flee and they're going to come here.
Hey, Alex, to make people worried that black people are coming to America, you had to invent a race specific bioweapon.
So I don't like the big giant African hordes being brainwashed against us and the left programming brown people to hate white people.
Oh, shit.
It's all part of a plan, folks. It's all part of a very sophisticated plan. I don't just study history. I don't just study a new world order. I have the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean I'm a perfect vessel. Far from it. Jeez. But I do have deep connection to God. And God tells me that if I take part in wiping out the brown people, the black people, that I will be cut off from God. We're supposed to lift each other up.
He said he's reprogramming black people, or we are, or something like that.
Somebody's the big giant African hordes being brainwashed.
Yes. Hold on a second. I'm
against us.
I'm gonna reprogram some people of color. 1 second. Beep beep boop 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 boop. F1. There you go.
Now, that doesn't mean when a gang of racists foaming at the mouth, black people come to rape, rob, or kill you, which is just, that's just out of control now, okay. That you don't defend yourself and kill every person you need to protect your family if they're attacking you.
Thank you for clearing that up.
That said, though, just because they're brainwashed, some of them, and are being part of that doesn't mean we have to fall into the brainwashing either.
Right.
And they tell you everything they're doing in the movie The Kingsman, where they send out the program through the cell phones and cell phone towers to make everybody start killing each other. That's what Klaus Schwab was talking about, the angrier world. This is part of that plan. And so the black people that have succumbed to this have succumbed to it through mind control.
Well,
doesn't make them any less dangerous. All those poor black people, it's not their fault, but yes, that doesn't make them less dangerous.
To understand what he's talking about, I need to have watched the movie Kingsman.
I guess so.
I think, I don't know if I've seen that. Have you seen that?
I have not.
I think I might have tried to watch this in the middle of the night sometime and I couldn't get through it. But now I got to watch it. That means Alex Jones. It must be on somewhere because Alex Jones just watched it. So on some streaming service, Alex Jones last night watched The Kingsman, right?
He must have, or something. I don't even know. I've never heard
of it. Blu-ray. Boom!
I don't think I've heard of Kingsman.
Yeah, it's an action movie. I kind of feel like...
Kingsman, The Secret Service, it says, 2014.
Sean Connery's in it. Isn't he?
No. No. I don't think... Well, I mean, it doesn't... He's not listed.
No.
Maybe Leo. Taron Egerton, Colin Firth, Mark Strong, Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah, there you go.
Ralph Fiennes, excuse me.
I got I picked the wrong old Brit.
I have to clear my throat after that, Alex.
Yes, no shit. A
couple of Alex paragraphs.
That Ralph Fiennes in that movie, The Menu, he really does the... He's doing Gordon Ramsay in this movie, and it's just fucking outstanding.
Having sex with him?
No. He's... yeah. This is the last dish. I'm going to mount a TV chef for your enjoyment.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all. Just Zoot helps us out here.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Bobert, Green, Cruz, and others are decrying the demonic Grammys.
Wait.
All so upset.
Hey, are you guys over the balloon? Because Rubio was upset about that, and I think Marjorie was too.
Well, yeah, and somebody talked to little Marco, and they said, well, what about the three balloons that came over when Trump was president?
Yes.
And we didn't do anything about. And Rubio's like, oh, that's totally different.
Oh, yes. Sure.
How is it different? It's totally different.
Just say how it's different.
Yeah, how is it different?
Take the foam out of your ears. God.
This is...
Yeah, Rubio was supposed to be somebody for the Republicans. Do you remember that?
He was like the golden boy. He was, yeah, until he had that water thing.
Well, I mean, he's gotten reelected. So, I don't know. I guess he's doing okay.
Let's see. Trump rages. I read that already.
Yes.
Full on Satan worship. We read that. Full on Satan worship.
I mean, that really seems kind of pedestrian for them to be upset about somebody wearing a hat with horns on it. That's just expression. That's a costume. It's a costume. Theater is an exaggeration of reality. God,
former White House aide Alyssa Farah Griffin revealed that while she was serving in Donald Trump's administration, they had, quote, a running joke about Senator Lindsey Graham.
Okay. Ooh. This sounds like fun.
It said, this is from something about she was on The View, maybe.
Yes.
The View began Tuesday with talk of Graham's latest interview with the Fox Network on his dedicated support of Trump, in which he said, "I know the downside of Trump, but let me tell you the upside of Trump. There are no Trump policies without the man, Donald Trump. I want him to have another shot. Unfinished business. I'm for Donald."
Unfinished business, squirt.
"I'm for Donald Trump. I'm for Donald Trump because I know what I'm going to get."
Ah, Lindsay, stop it.
The one thing I love, so Griffin, yes. Alyssa Farah Griffin was on The View.
Yes.
She said, "The one thing I loved about Lindsey Graham, the Lindsey Graham quote was, 'We know what we're going to get with him.'" Oh, she's a co-host now on The View.
Oh.
"What? Insurrection? We all saw it happen. Real quick. So I've always speculated it's about 30% of the GOP is always Trump. And a study came out that confirmed 28% of the GOP primary voters are going to be with Trump. The only way to get rid of him is by targeting the other 70% of the party who wants to see a sane, reasonable candidate."
Fuck you. Oh, that's bullshit.
"You don't beat Trump by being Trump-like, and that's what he's trying to do. Maybe they'll, you know, just go after each other, but there is a lane for somebody who says, 'I want to be pro-governance, strong on national security, kind of Republican,' blah, blah, blah."
No, lies. Lies. Hilarious lies. There's no place for, there is a place for someone that goes up against Trump in the fucking primary, whatever. It's called the gutter.
But then Sunny Hostin, good for her, said, "I have a question, Alyssa. What does Trump have on Lindsey Graham? Because you usually have a lot of the inside tea because you worked for the man, unfortunately."
Yeah.
Griffin said, "So I don't know what he has on him, but it was like a running joke among the people closest to Donald Trump, and frankly, Trump himself, that he could do anything and Lindsey Graham would be by his side."
That's the running joke?
I guess. "A former lawmaker couldn't help but notice that the Graham-Trump relationship seems like a domestic violence situation."
It does, though. It really does. But that's no great insight, and that's the inside joke.
I guess. I was hoping that was Lindsey Graham's name or something. Yeah.
Tongues his balls 24/7? Is that a news flash?
She said, "It's kind of a sad legacy. I once really respected Lindsey Graham." "We see eye to eye on foreign policy matters." Oh. "There's something about, I don't self-diagnose people."
Oh. But you can't self-diagnose people.
Right.
Because you're not that
There's
self.
There's only one person you can self-diagnose.
That would be yourself, you
that
fuck.
That would be yourself.
My God.
Like, he needed to follow John McCain. John McCain is unfortunately no longer with us, so now he's just wagging to Donald Trump. I would encourage Lindsey Graham, be your own man. You don't need to follow this fool, she said.
That's funny. I really don't think. I love the idea that the Republicans think there's some place for some fucking middle of the road moderate. If that's the case, then why are they holding up the debt ceiling?
Right?
Why do they hold everything hostage? Where's the reasonable moderate speaking up? Quit bullshitting me.
Right.
Joe Scarborough said that he made some comment about how dumb the Republicans look talking about the spy balloon, but then he says there are some reasonable Republicans. He rattled off the name of some fucking obscure fucking Congress I've never heard of. Here's the truth. There are none. You're all fucking nuts. You're all fucking bananas.
Now, the song that won the award is aptly titled Unholy, and the two award-winning males performed it for the assembled audience after they won this award. Madonna, who with each passing day comes to more and more resemble the creepy puppet from the Saw franchise, introduced the duo, who then launched into a...
I stepped over his line.
The creepy puppet from the Saw franchise.
Oh, my God.
With each passing day comes to more and more resemble the creepy puppet from the Saw franchise, introduced the duo, who then launched into a blatantly demonic performance.
Oh, I may have misgendered the other performer. When I said she, I thought it was a Kim with a she, but it's a dude.
The whole thing was designed to look like some kind of satanic sex ritual with fire and devil horns and BDSM themes and Sam Smith dressed like Satan. Here's a clip, and make sure you pay attention all the way to the end of this clip.
Okay.
Who cares? I'm worried about that one dancer's tits popping out. I mean, she's swinging them back and forth.
Has anybody seen Chicago? I mean, the whole time, most everybody's in lingerie, the dancers. Do you know what I mean? This is like...
Oh, Chicago the musical?
Yes. I'm just saying that this is all very pedestrian shit. It's people dressed in not a lot of clothes doing a dance number.
65th Grammy Awards is sponsored by Pfizer.
Oh, that's what he wanted to include right at the end of that. This is the Grammy Awards presented by Pfizer. So, of course, it's satanic.
See, I thought the Pfizer comment earlier was like a boner pill joke. Because
so did I. Yeah,
I guess that means
I didn't realize they were a sponsor of the show.
I'm not woke to the evils of the vaccine, I guess.
The satanic ritual brought to you by Pfizer. Little too on the nose, I have to say. Now, needless to say, the main reason they went all in with the campy party city devil costumes and demonic imagery and all of that is that they want attention. Sam Smith is the same guy who just released a music video that shows him parading around at a piss orgy drinking urine. He's a-
wait a second. I'm going to see this video now.
Yeah, let me tell you something. If I'm in a production meeting and I see a note card that says, scene, piss orgy.
Go like, on.
I'm like, let's see the dialogue that goes with that. That sounds interesting. By the way, this guy looks like he needs to put his dick in a glory hole somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, this guy is...
Oh, this is Matt Walsh. He's a notorious lunatic.
Is he an MRA fuck?
oh, yeah.
Jeez. I think he's got a... And Matt, if you're listening to this podcast, here's some criticism. Your personality is shit. Let's start with that.
I'm just looking at screen caps from the Sam Smith video. It is pretty fucking hilarious.
It's funny.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. He's got a couple of pasties over his nipples.
That looks uncomfortable, but
and then there's one scene where he's in the middle of the frame and he's being hit with three or four different streams of liquid.
Yes.
We can't see where it's coming from.
This is called Hi everyone. I just want to talk to the dullards that might be listening. This is called theater. Theater is a representation of life and exaggeration, and people wear costumes. There's fabulous dance numbers at times, and sometimes there's piss orgies.
Sam Smith is disgusting. Nipples protruding in a white corset at a piss orgy. Very, very disrespectful. Someone tweeted.
Oh my god, dude! What? Hey, Snowflake, go see some shows on Chicago's North Side. You fucking pussy. I mean, my god.
Oh, I saw Alex Billings. Way back in the day in Chicago in...
Cannibal Cheerleaders on Crack
Cheerleaders on Crack, I think was that one.
Yes.
And it was that the one where they said every bodily fluid was represented.
Oh, yes, yes.
Was it Vampire Lesbians of Sodom?
Yeah, that's one, but that's a different one.
I think it was Cannibal Cheerleaders on Crack.
That's correct.
And... it really was. And it was fucking hilarious and amazing and hilarious.
Yes,
it was
so funny. Theater is dark and theatrical and interesting, and it's supposed to challenge you. I think that's the problem with the dullards. They get challenged and they're like, I can't take. Matt Walsh is like, he's in this fucking.
He's such a load.
Corduroy khaki suit complaining about people in a music.
He's a big alpha male guy, too, by the way.
Oh,
he's
is
around,
he? Oh,
he's
yes.
around talking about what a big, big swinging dick alpha male he is.
Oh, nice balls, Matt. Jeez.
Controversy in the gaming community.
Nine!
On the. Actually, I think it might already have dropped.
Yes.
The early access. To one of the more anticipated games coming out this year.
Yes.
If you bought the early, like, deluxe edition or something.
Right.
It's supposed to come out on the 10th.
Yes.
But if you bought the early deluxe edition, you can start playing it on the 7th.
Is this
so tonight or tomorrow?
Is this a video game where you get to be a character in the insurrection?
Hogwarts Legacy, upcoming action role-playing game.
Okay. It's
supposed to be fucking amazing. Looks right, amazing. Right. The gameplay looks awesome. But right. a lot of people on social medias battling each other over J.K. Rowling's and her
dumb anti-trans
transphobia.
Can I ask you a video?
And then allegations of some anti-Semitic tropes.
Yeah.
In Hog, actually in Harry Potter in general, because they go back to the goblins who are the ones that run the banks.
Oh.
And all the goblins
yes.
have these long pointy noses and they look like a lot of these cartoonish trope Nazi cartoons yes. of what stereotypical
right.
evil, according to them, greedy Jews look like.
Hey man, you can find that shit in Star Wars as well. All through media. I mean, it's fucking crazy. You know, the crazy thing about that is, it's like, let me ask you something. If you're playing a video, if you're playing this video game, this Harry Potter video game, do you get to pick your own character?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I guess I got to have a dick or a pussy in that game. You know what I mean? I mean, what are we confined to?
I actually don't know. I don't know if you can choose an other gender or anything. I don't know.
You know, a place where you can play a game on a fucking magical broomstick and fly around in the sky.
So she's there are like, people that are very torn.
Yeah.
That this is one of the coolest, supposed to be one of the coolest games coming out, maybe.
Fuck it.
And yet they're torn because they don't want
play something else.
Cash to go to J.K. Rowling, even though she's not involved in the development of the game. She's obviously going to get gonna get some royalty checks off of it, and then there are others who are vehemently boycotting and suggesting that if you do play the game, that you hate trans people, which I don't think is necessarily the case.
No, but it's easy just to not play that game and pick another fucking game.
Right.
I mean, God, how hard is so many video games? Who gives a fuck? Hey, JK, who gives a fuck about your fucking video game? There are so many other fucking video games out there. I bet made by people that don't hate trans people. Wow. Or doesn't deny their existence. Who cares? Go fuck yourself.
A lot of battling going on. Seems to be a lot of people saying, look, if you want to play the game, play the game. If you don't want to play the game, don't play the game. But that you necessarily shouldn't hate on the people who have the opposite decision of you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you get a feel.
And
how
if you
do feel.
Boycott, it doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean that you...
it's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
right,
if
right.
you do boycott, if you don't boycott, it doesn't
go
mean
buy
you trans
Chick-fil-A,
people.
Go buy your Chick-fil-A and boot up this fucking video game. You know, the thing about it is, can't you get a cracked version of this or a fucking pirated copy to play?
Oh, yeah. I even saw some tweets that people were like, I was totally going to pirate it, but I don't think I'm going to.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, I'm not saying that the video game sucks. I'm just saying that she sucks, and
right.
certainly you can find another video game to spend your fucking money on. Do you need to play that? You don't need this. It's like it's an easy sacrifice to me. Don't play the fucking game. Fuck it.
I think Daniel Radcliffe came out on the side of, you know, I really don't like what Joe said.
That's but
J.K. Rowling. But do you? You know, you do what you want. He's not getting any. He's not in the.
Yeah.
The game at all. So.
You know what would be easy?
He's not going to make any money, right. I don't think. But
in Harry Potter, what's
his
name?
He just wants everyone to get along.
Well, they don't, though. They don't. And the way to do that, to help that, though, is to not support anti-trans fucks. I think that ultimately helps people get along, though.
Right. I mean, but ultimately, it's not going to affect her in the least bit. She's got billions of dollars. She's got $1 billion.
Yeah.
And God, you know, I did see some of her, the stuff that she has said. It's really kind of awful.
She is horrible, man.
It's not a, even like an ambiguous kind of thing. She's really, really vehemently anti-trans. It's very strange. It's really weird.
I know, I'm sure there are video games people play out there made by white supremacists we don't fucking know about. I don't know, man. I'm sure there's a lot of evality.
Like, should you, you know, what if Braveheart was your favorite movie, you know, and then
don't watch it anymore because, you know, I don't know. I, to me, it's always like.
And some people are saying, well, you know, what about the phone in your pocket that was made by 9-year-old Malaysians? You don't seem to have any problems with that. And boycotting Apple, and you don't seem to have any problems boycotting McDonald's. You don't seem to have any problem boycotting their abuses.
You know what? That's fine. That's fine. But they can whataboutism that argument all you want. It still doesn't negate the fact that J.K. Rowling fucking sucks.
She's an asshole. Yeah.
Shit.
Right.
For the fucking bullshit she fucking says. I mean, she's dehumanizing people. We do not have to buy her fucking shit.
But if you do, you can get it at crabdiving.com/Amazon. And we get a little commission.
Keep it, JK. Keep it, you asshole. And fuck her. Ugh. Her.
So tomorrow is the we'll see what the reviews are saying. But I've seen early gameplay of it and everything. It looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. You know what? It's just wild to me. It's like somebody has all that fucking money, all that power, that big franchise. And then you have to say, well, you know, these people over here fucking suck and I don't recognize their existence. Who the fuck are you?
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back. We're off tomorrow and Wednesday, so we will be back on Thursday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. The banner on the webpage, use that every time you go to buy shit. You get a commission, doesn't cost you fucking. See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed evenings and couple of days to everyone. We'll hit you up again on Thursday.
JK Rowling.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.